Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'd be doggone if I wouldn't work all day.
It's Marvin Gaye. Bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Thank you, all of you who've been buying my book, who are checking it out on the website, and all the different things that are there. Thank you for ordering it, and we appreciate Amazon helping us connect with you on that way. So we got our good friend Nellie Kalp with us. She's a founder and CEO of CorpNet.com, an online legal document filing service. We're talking about naming your business. In the previous segment, we talked about different ideas about how to come up with a name for your business, but we also touched on the securing of the name. Nellie, let's talk about that this segment. Let's talk about some of the issues that you have to pay attention to, because there are several, aren't there? I mean, there's several different ways that you can infringe upon someone else's name.
Yes. The first thing you want to do, Jim, is you want to make sure the name is available and trademarkable. So this may be an obvious point, but before settling on a name, you'll need to make sure it's legally available to use and it offers a suitable URL and can be trademarked. This process involves three basic steps, which I'm going to talk about first. You got to check the availability of the proposed name in the states where you'll be operating to make sure that there isn't already another business with the same name registered there. And it's really simple to do this. You can contact your state's Secretary of State office.
Right.
Or
they probably got a website you can go to and look it up.
Exactly. So you can use a reputable online company such as a tool we offer at CorpNet. It's a free name search. And you can search the name online. One of our research analysts will get back to you immediately during business hours and will check to make sure the name is available. And then we'll even take it a step further and ask the client as to whether they're planning to use that name nationwide or in all 50 states, and we'll do a quick preliminary knockout search with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office to see if they can trademark the name. So really simple. If the state name search comes up clear, the next step is to check out and do a knockout search with the USPTO to make sure that the name is available nationwide. And then lastly is, once you've got those two steps taken care of, register that business name. Very, very important. You can register it if you want to start small by simply filing a fictitious business name filing. If you're a sole proprietorship, if you're a partnership and you don't want to incorporate or form an LLC again, you can file a partnership DBA, partnership fictitious.
And of course, all of this, you know, one of the things you have to realize, folks, is that all the things that she's talking about, Ellie's talking about, it takes some money to do some of these things, and a trademark filing is probably the most expensive. The only reason I want to point this out, Nellie, is I don't want people who think that they're going to start a business, that they're starting a business, that they've got to do all of this all at once. You can do it over time, but you do have to clear a corporate name through your Secretary of State. No question about that. You do need to make sure that somebody else hasn't have your name. You know, Nellie, when I first started doing business, it wasn't easy to find all that. We didn't have the internet.
Yeah.
You would just start doing it for your state. You could check with the Secretary of State and make sure that nobody else in the state has that name. But beyond that, you didn't know who was doing it in the next state over, or three states over, or across the country, or whatever. You didn't know all that. And so,
yeah.
So you just did it within your state. And for the most part, within your state, you could feel confident in that name. But I have known it where people came in after you established your name in your state and they had a national brand and they've made people change their name.
Yes, that's true. And one of the things that I want to just make sure that people remember is that most states, if you're not ready to incorporate your business or set it up as an LLC and you just simply want to register the business name as a sole prop or a partnership by filing a fictitious business name filing, most states don't require you to even conduct a name search. But again, in my opinion, it's very, very important to conduct a name search.
I agree with that 100%.
Even if that state has no rules and they're going to tell you,
you just don't, county.
You
don't want to set yourself up for a nightmare in the future.
Yeah.
Because you're going to spend money on all kinds of collateral, a website. You may even go get the URL to that. You may get the URL and find out you can't even, when you decide to incorporate, that you can't even use that company name in your state.
Well, that's the thing is because, for example, in the state of California, if you're filing a fictitious business name, they don't even require you to check the name. They'll just file it for you because it's really you doing business under a fictitious business name.
Right.
So California in your county will pass that through. However, the point I'm trying to make is the fact that you should still check that name if you're planning on expanding your business and making a brand out of that name by checking to see if anybody else has common law rights to that name, by doing a free trademark search, by doing a comprehensive trademark search. Take those steps because it's going to save you a ton of money and hassle down in the long term.
Right. When we come back in the next segment, let's talk about securing the name online, too. I think we need to spend a little time on that because there may be some things. If somebody else has your name online, you need to find out, do they really have it or are they just squatting on it? You know, that's another whole other thing. So give us the website again, Nellie.
Corpnet.com. Feel free to visit us online. Live business experts are standing by to assist you with any and all of your business inquiries and to conduct a free business name search for you.
So check it out there, corpnet.com. Quick break, right back with Nellie Kalp. I'm Jim Blassie.
Many things I can define. Old Cajun's fuzz, wagons flutter your mind.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.